happening, y'all? Welcome back. This is episode 171 of Super Flashy Era of Tomorrow, the number one Arrowverse podcast on Pornhub. I am your host, Lord Cuss-a-Lot Travis Pointer, aka the Dragon King, aka Big T, aka T Money, aka Sweet T, aka Black Merlin, aka the HNIC. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello, dear.
How you doing, Mara?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How have you been? It's been a while. You know, we haven't done one of these since part four of Armageddon because we didn't do part five because fuck that vacation.
It's been a trying time. It's been a trying time.
You miss me?
No. Yes, that too. But I also caught the vid over the holidays.
Nope,
so.
Nope, it was trying times because you missed me. That's what I'm going with. And that's that's what happens. Yeah. When you don't have enough Travis in your life, you get COVID. That should be a lesson to all of you folks out there who listen, watch us. You know, if you don't get your weekly dose of Lord Cuss-a-Lot Travis. Yeah, by the way, it's Lord Cuss-a-Lot now, not Sir Cuss-a-Lot. I am officially a Lord. It's a thing.
Oh yeah, he changed on his birthday.
I got the paperwork to prove it. So yeah. Anyway. We are not here to talk about me and my lordship, all right? We are here to discuss the Arrowverse on the CW. You know, the Supergirl, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow, Arrow, Black Lightning, Batwoman, Stargirl, Superman and Lois. And now, another
one. A new one.
Were you saying that? You were about to say the name, I think.
Oh, yeah. Naomi.
I used to know somebody named Naomi. Did I think I dated a girl named Naomi way back when.
I feel like everyone knows the Naomi at some point in their life.
But did you date a Naomi?
No.
You know, wasn't too bad. I wouldn't say I highly recommend, but you know.
I mean, you wouldn't go out of your way to do it, but.
Exactly. I wouldn't like, you know, go out of my way to date Naomi, but like, it wasn't an overall bad experience. You know.
Okay. I just knew Naomi through like church. I just know Naomi through church. Yeah, she had a butt. Is that what you're doing?
But let's talk about what we're here to talk about. So we got four that happened this week. We got Batwoman.
We're back Legend, to four.
Naomi and Superman and Lois. So where would you like to begin?
Let's get through Legends.
So, Legends. This episode was called what?
It is called, where are my notes? It is called Paranoid Android.
So, this episode kicks off with some Legends doing some Black Ops shit. And I'm just like, what's happening here? And I eventually realize, like, oh, these are the droids, and the droids think the real Legends, and the real Legends are the ones they were going after. And it was just like, oh, so this whole thing is about to be about these android Legends, the robo Legends. And
yeah, because even I was just right like, now. What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I can turn this off now. I don't care. But got a podcast to do, and I'm committed to my work, Mara. So I sat through this episode, and when it was all over and said and done, I wish I could say it was worth it, but it was not.
I'm sorry. You knew what you were getting yourself into when you hit play.
I did. Well, I didn't hit play. I watched it live. So
there was
no play button involved. It was just turn the TV on and this is what was happening. And I regretted it.
You treated it like I have to get through this to get to Batwoman.
Yeah. But then Batwoman wasn't until the next day. So it was just like,
ugh. Oh, wait. Legends came on with.
Oh, right. Legends was on Wednesday. You're right. So yeah, it was. I had to get through
this. I was just like, uh-uh.
You're right.
I just remember that Legends is on at 8.
Yeah. If you're on.
Or 7.
8-7.
Right? 7 where you are.
Central time zone, the good time zone.
I don't know.
It's weird. 9 o'clock at night. So yeah.
I don't know. It's just like it's the growing up on the Eastern Standard Coast, like Eastern Standard Time. I could never imagine like my primetime evening shows starting at 7. Like 7 is strictly for like Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. Maybe the news.
Thing for me, 8 is just like it's too late for your primetime shit to start because it's like then it's not done till like 10 or 11 and it's just like
yeah. Ugh. On Tuesdays we watch Logan and I watch ABC straight through because everything we watch is on that day on that Logan? Channel. She's good. Also over COVID.
Give her a big old hug for me because I can't do it because I'm all the way down here in Texas. So it's just like,
yeah. Like, but we watch like our last show of the nights doesn't start till like 10 p.m. News on ABC's.
I didn't even ask you that. How's the offspring? How is your
season? Hopefully, she does not have COVID. She's tested negative on everything.
Good.
She spent half of today throwing up. I think she has a stomach bug.
That's the thing. Like every time somebody's sick now, it's just like those are COVID symptoms, but it's not COVID. How we know it's not actually COVID and just a different COVID, but it's just like they said it's not COVID. So what is it? It's just a stomach flu. Yeah, but it might be COVID. Like it's just one of them things. Just like, oh man.
Yeah, it's like that. But she's good. She's asleep in her room finally.
You know, I
didn't get to see her for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know. I was visiting the fam, you know, over Christmas break during that time. And we got, like, when we got back here, found like so many people in my family got COVID. Like, we didn't, but like, my sister got it. Not my nephew, but my great nephew, my nephew's son, he got it. Two of my nieces got it. One of my nieces' husband got it. My brother got it. Like, it was just like everybody that had COVID. And I'm just like, that sucks.
Everybody gets COVID.
Yeah. You get some COVID and you get some COVID.
Everybody gets some COVID.
Or it's like on Team America World Police, I'm like, everyone has AIDS. But this time it's like, everyone has COVID. COVID. Everyone has COVID. Yeah. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I don't know. We were talking about COVID.
I know, but before that, Legends. That's the what offspring. We were talking about. We were talking about Legends tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean,
and I went on a tangent asking you how your offspring was because I haven't spoken to Luna in a while, so I was just making sure.
She's still here.
I'm not going to talk about how disappointed you sounded when you said that, but we're going to move.
She's like, still with us.
Like, unfortunately, my child is still alive.
Oh my God.
I know that's not what you meant, but just the way you said it, that's what it sounded like. There's somebody I used to work with that used to talk with, like, ah, oh, like, how's your kid? Like, she's still here. I'm like, your kid is 2. is like your kid is not going.
Where else is she going to go?
Unfortunately, yes, your child is still there.
Sometimes we'd be like, I know, how are you still here?
And she used to talk to me. She'd just be like, oh, like, yeah, like I really feel like I wasn't meant to be a mom. Like, this is rough. I'm just like, sometimes kids are assholes. It's okay. But anyway, legends. That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about people's offspring because, you know, that can get into some dicey territory. So I'm not doing that.
We got some Freaky Friday with the doppelgangers.
Yeah, doppelgangers. They're the androids, and it's just they're trying to stop the legends because that's what they were told to do, even though they were like not really aware of what they're doing. Nate's got real huge jacked arms for some reason because Ava did that. I don't know why Ava did that, but whatever the fuck. they end up, instead of trying to, you know, stop Chernobyl, like make Chernobyl happen, and it's just... is there anything with legends you particularly want to talk about? Because it was just like,
no.
Okay, I'm just gonna keep skimming through this then. So yeah, they're trying to make Chernobyl happen.
Upsetting.
Seraph like gets shot and ends up figuring out that, you know, like something's going on. They took like a joint out of her arm that was all metal and shit. Zari does some deep dive and figures out they are the androids, and but they all end up turning on Sarah because like, yo, we want to be androids, we'd be fucking dope now. And yeah, there was supposed to be an assassination that happens that Sarah doesn't do, but then they reprogram the Sarah android and she does the assassination, but it does it like extra brutal, and it's just okay, yep. Anything else?
No.
I think that was everything. Like, I see what they were trying to do here, but like, if we're gonna do legends, I just need you to actually give me my legends when you do this, please. Because
I will come back to you soon. Yeah. Soon I'll return. Soon I'll return. Am I back now?
You never left.
Oh. You froze, so I thought it was me. So I was just like, oh.
I mean, it was all 100% on your end, and if it froze, because you were there the entire time and you started singing, and I was just, okay.
Oh.
Yep. And I'm not cutting that out either. It's staying in. It is what it is. You chose to sing. So it's there. It's canon.
It's what I do. It's what I do when I'm frozen. I didn't realize you could hear me.
From now on, when you're frozen, I need you to just let it go. Where do you want to go next? Because we're gonna
we can go anywhere now. I just wanted legends out of the way. How about we move on to the premiere of our future? Do you want to close out with that?
Whatever you want. You choose where we go. I just guide the ship when you tell me where you want to go. You're the navigator. I'm the captain. Where are we going?
I want to go to Naomi.
I must say she looks nothing like the Naomi I knew, but, you know.
She can't have it all.
You're right. We can't have it all. We cannot. However, the series premiere episode of Naomi, I assume, was called Pilot.
No. Oh. Don't believe everything you think.
Oh. So a pilot wasn't called Pilot?
Yep.
Look at here.
They also set the title in the line.
They did what?
Someone says it as a quote.
Oh, yeah, they do say that. So, like at the end. But episode kicks off. There's a house party going on. Naomi arrives. Everybody loves Naomi, clearly.
She's not a loner.
Yeah, Because when that was all happening, I'm like, oh, this is a dream sequence. There's no way. Because it's just, we're used to them, like, you know,
being,
especially
when,
go ahead, what are you saying?
Especially because, like, she's a military, when you find out she's a military kid, it's just like, oh, so she's always the new kid, yeah, you know?
She's a military kid, she's a huge Superman fan, all that kind of, that all spells loner kind of person, but no. They all love Naomi. Okay, cool, cool. She's not a loner. She's got friends. People love her, you know? The popular dude likes her. Like, she broke up with him. You know, there's all that stuff happening.
It's very progressive.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very different kind of startup than what we're used to when it comes to that kind of thing. But yeah, it also turns out this is a universe where Superman really is just a comic book. He's not real, as far as people know.
Which is how I'm curious about, like, how that works.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm pretty sure they'll go deeper into it because they mention these things called stunts, like, throughout the town where they assumed it was, where, like, you know, where people are pretending to be.
Yeah, they, like, somebody
Superman,
set
so
that,
I was just
pretending like it, somebody set that up. It wasn't really Superman. Like, they're like, how does this happen? What is this? Because Superman isn't real, clearly. So it must be a stunt or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just it's kind of one of those things of, like, that's why I'm saying I feel like they'll go deeper into it, because I was like, why would Superman of all of a sudden just be fighting randomly in this one random town? But if he's not real, how has he never been seen before, like, really?
I mean, just imagine if, like, all of a sudden down the street from you, like, I don't know, in the park that you frequent kind of normally, not all the time, but pretty frequently, somehow you find out there was some kind of huge superhero style fight that happened in there. You'd be like, how did that happen? How'd they do that? You wouldn't assume actual Superman was there fighting, you know? You'd be like, who did that? How'd they pull it off? Right?
I guess I'm asking more like whom or whatever the Spider-Man person, not Spider-Man, Superman person was. It's kind of like one of those things of, like, if Superman's real, where have you been this whole time?
All questions that we need answer.
Yeah. That's why I said, I'm pretty sure they'll divulge into it further. I was just kind of like, I'm just saying I'm curious as to how they're going to explain that.
Right. It could be a thing where, like, you know, superheroes and supervillains do exist. It's just like one of those things just trying to kind of kept under wraps, like all the other stuff the government hides from us, you know? Who knows?
Yes. But we'll find out sooner or later.
But yeah, we also find out that Naomi is adopted. We also see she skateboards to school. Because that's what cool kids do. Yeah, that's a cool kid.
Right? She's a cool kid.
On her way to school, though, it seems like multiple people are watching her. And it's just like, yeah, that's not creepy at all. We mentioned she's a military kid. This is a military town. There are locals, of course, that, you know, townies, as they call them, that grew up there, but there's also a bunch of military people. And as most military places go, as well, it's kind of like the same thing in college towns, where people who grew up there and live there versus people who are there just for that don't really mix well.
Mm-hmm.
As someone, like, when I went to school in Tallahassee, like, it's a college town that also happens to be the capital of Florida, but also happens to have people who live there and grew up there. So it's a weird thing where, like, there's actually, like, Tallahassee locals who live there and grew up there versus people who are there for college versus people who are there for political stuff. And never the three shall meet. It's just not a thing. They do not get along well. Same with the same thing here. So apparently there's this weird Superman thing that happens in the, like, what they call the square. She's at debate club or something. She's like, I got to get this for my site. Something with Superman is happening. I got to find out. While she's on her way there, though, she ends up, like, passing out. What'd you say?
I froze again.
Yep, definitely heard you the whole time.
Oh, I mean, I wasn't saying anything. I was just sitting here.
Until... Well, I heard you were saying words. So you may have been talking to yourself or talking to someone else, but I heard words.
Oh, probably about Luna's. Luna has a fever.
Oh. Got it. She needs some Robitussin. But,
Yep. Draft up my call out email now.
Yeah, there you go. But yeah, something happens. Naomi passes out. And she, like, while she's passing out, she looks up and she sees what looks like Superman. So, like, yo, Superman?
Flying above her, yeah. Like, yo, we're flying off.
And apparently Superman was fighting some blue dude who we still don't know who that may or may not have been. Everyone's like, yo, this is just a stunt. Naomi goes to talk to this girl at the comic book store.
Lourdes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Purple hair girl. Who clearly wants Naomi's goodies. And Naomi flirts right back because why not? Family dinner's happening. Very sitcom-y TV family dinner kind of thing. Everybody's happy and shit. Naomi goes to the site of the incident, to the square, and she's just doing some investigating. Somebody's still watching her. She's just being, you know, watched very creepily. She realizes all the security cameras around the square have been, like, disabled. Like, the cords have been cut. Like, somebody really, like, legitimately sabotaged this shit.
Yeah, the cameras and all the power and everything you need for your business. Just not functioning.
After all that, during all that time, Naomi, she's just not feeling right. She's like, yo, something's up. Like, ever since that happened, I just haven't been feeling right.
Things don't, yes. It's not math ain't mathing.
Yeah, yeah. So, apparently, like, her and her ex have, like, compiled all this video footage from people who were there and got it on their phones and all that. So they're all just, they're just sitting there watching everything. And, like, yo, seeing it all together, like, oh, wow, okay. And they realize the dude from Tattoo Shop, his name is D. Yeah. Like, looked at Superman and seemed to know who Superman was, or knew they knew each other or something.
He gave him the what up nod.
So they're like, okay, let's go talk to that nigga. So, of course, they go talk to him, and he denies everything, because why wouldn't he? But during that time, he says, I can't give you answers when you're not asking the right questions.
Which, I was just like, that's such a dickhead thing. I was like, just. Just tell us, please.
Like, yeah, that's dumb. You're not a robot, because that reminded me of iRobot when they were like doing the whole thing when he was asking the hologram questions. Like, I'm sorry, my responses are limited. You must ask the right questions.
Yeah,
and it's just like you're not a robot. You're a person. You can just tell her. Like,
it's not like is he bound by something that like if he says certain what's that game Taboo. Is it like some kind of taboo thing? Like if you say certain words, you get.
I've never played Taboo. I've heard of Taboo, but I've never played it.
Oh, so like you get you have to get your
like being around multiple people. You know, I don't do people, so.
I know. Well, so essentially, you have to get your teammate or team to guess the word. And there's like a list of words underneath it that you can't use to describe what you're trying to get them to guess. And if you use it, the other team will buzz you. But you get like 30 or 60 seconds or so to get through as many cards.
I don't do any people. I just only do certain people.
You felt guilty for saying that.
It's important to distinguish. Like, I don't just not do any people. There's just a very specific list of people that I'm cool with being around.
You don't want the hate mail?
I don't mind hate mail. I can ignore hate. I don't give a fuck. But it's just, you know, I want to be clearly understood, though. Like, there's a specific set of people who I'm cool with being around me. And there are others who I'm not. Speaking of which, I'm still waiting.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, just saying, spare room across the hall. Now,
let the general public stop being stupid and we can.
I'll just shoot them all. Like, it's Texas. I can do that. Ooh, you still there? Uh-oh. Myra. Are you there?
Say that again.
You froze. You're frozen.
Yeah, I'm still here. I was like, say that again?
Oh, I was just making random noise and saying random things because you were frozen.
I heard them.
I'm also not cutting that out either. But
it's going to be a very funny mid-season premiere.
But yeah, so they go. He's like, yeah, he says that. And like, he claims he set the whole thing up for publicity because that makes sense. Then suddenly Naomi just gets a car. Just has a car now.
Like, yeah, we'll did they give car. Her a car? Did they? I don't think they gave her a car. I think they gave her a set of keys to their car because they all still drove together, I think.
You're right. I think that was a family car. Like, you can drive the family car.
Yeah, because right. I think now she that had I think pointed about it, I see
the car, I'm like, that doesn't look like the car you give someone who's your teenage daughter. You just let them drive it. You're right.
Yeah, because she mentioned it earlier. Something about getting another car or keys to the car or something like that. But yeah, they had her drive, tossed her
to school faster and all that. I'm like, nope. And so she skateboarded to school.
Yeah, they were like, here's your own set for your debate. Mm-hmm.
Then she starts asking questions, though, because tattoo shop dude said things. And she was just like, how does he know my adoption date? Nobody knows that. How does this? Why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green? All that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, like, why does he know I have glasses? Or why is he so intrigued by the fact that I have glasses?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. And they're like, yeah, you got your glasses because you have some kind of degenerative disorder in your eyes and the glasses slow it down and blah, blah, blah. Which is clearly bullshit, but she just takes it. So then the debate stuff is happening. Some extra military people are showing up in the hall while she's doing the debate stuff. And I'm like, uh-oh, she's about to faint again. And then
yep.
Down goes like, Frazier. Down goes Frazier. Wakes up and she's just asking more questions because she's just like, yo, what the fuck? Takes off her glasses and somehow has some kind of supervision, and she can like read this note on a piece of paper across the room, which is just like, if only if I could take off my glasses and be able to read a paper across the room. But she finds that there's another Superman site. She goes there, of course, because why wouldn't she? And she finds this little stone disc thingy. But when she does, the dude from the car dealership that was creepily watching her before shows up. And I'm just like,
oh, Zumbadu?
Yeah, that nigga. I'm just like,
you knew I had to write that name down.
Yeah, and it's just like, what do you want? And it's just like they made him out to seem super creepy and like, you know, kind of evilish, which leads me to believe he's not. Because it seemed open to be misinterpreted, you know, the way he's approaching her and stuff. It's like, this seems creepy from a certain standpoint, but I don't think that's what it is. Like, I think there's more to it than what we know. But he wants the disc. He ends up getting it because, like, crazy shit happens. He drops it and whatever. He has the disc now. But now, her and her friends, through a series of very strange events, decide they're going to break into the car dealership. And yeah.
I was like, this is risky, but you got it.
Like, it's just like, what do you really want to find out this way? Like, what do you think is going to be in the car dealership, in his place of work? What would he keep there instead of at home where he can keep an eye on it? Exactly. That's my point. I don't know everything. Either. I don't know either. But, you know, teenagers are stupid. So they do stupid teenage shit.
Like this. Like, break, especially when she herself insinuated that this man is dangerous.
Dumbass teenagers. So anyway, they break into the place. They find some bunch of, like, news articles and all that kind of shit, but apparently a flying...
They're from the day she was adopted.
Yeah, a flying object crashed on the day she was adopted.
In 2004. Ew.
It's just like, really?
2004, I was like 12. Almost in high school.
You were 12, right?
Yeah, but I was a grade ahead, so I was like probably going into eighth grade.
Yeah, yeah. I was just talking about your number days.
Because 2004 is when Katrina happened, right?
End of 2004. Yeah, summer of 2004.
Yeah, I went to eighth grade that year.
Because the next year was 05. That's when I went to college. And then that was when my sister moved. Well, my sister came down to Pensacola to check out Pensacola. And it was still recovering from the hurricane. And yeah. Mm. So yeah, after all Youngins. That. Yeah, Naomi goes back to the tattoo guy. And he just used the phrase... people like us, the whole conversation is a back and forth. And then all of a sudden
he shows,
sprouts wings.
Reveals himself. Yeah, he reveals himself.
That sounds dirty. He just pulled his wings out. Like he didn't expose himself.
He reveals his true mechanical wings self to her.
His wings, not his dick, people. He didn't pull out his dick.
And then, oh Jesus.
I just want to make sure we're also on Pornhub, you know, so we just got to make sure people know when he said he revealed himself, he did not pull his dick out.
Mm. Okay.
Are you disappointed?
And then he continued. No.
Okay. Just making sure because you just said, like, it sounded like a disappointed sigh. So I'm just making sure. Or you just disappointed in me because I understand that as well.
Kind of a little bit more the latter, but it's okay.
I get it. It's fine. I'm okay with it.
He keeps telling her she's still not asking the right question. I'm just like, nigga, you've already shown her the wings. Like, just tell her the truth.
But then she asks the right question.
Who am I? I don't know, bitch. Naomi? I thought she was Naomi.
But yeah, that was Naomi. I'm interested to see where it goes because we got a superhero show where she didn't do any superhero shit, but we'll see.
Yeah, I think I heard this is going to be a little bit slow burn for her to being suited up.
Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. It's just I want to see it happen. I see it develop.
Let's see.
Where to next?
Let's go to Superman and Lois. Premiere of their second season.
Episode was called What?
What Lies Beneath?
What Does Lie Beneath? should ask John.
Magma, the core.
I mean, we were like, John was trying to find out what lies beneath, but then his mom came home, so.
These are children.
He's in high school. It's what high school kids do. Like,
I know.
Think back to Travis in high school. It's exactly what Travis in high school would have done. Like, oh, my dad dropped us off at home. He left me with my girlfriend in the house. Yeah, yeah. I'm definitely about to try to get in them draws. Like, that's just what we do. We're definitely going for it at that point. Like, how much time do we have? Especially since she was like, so he's leaving? Like, she even,
she's like, how far is this farm?
Yeah, like, she was down too. So it's just like, oh, shit. Yeah, yeah. 15-year-old Travis would have been all over that shit. However, this episode kicks off, I believe, with Sarah returning from camp.
Well, actually, it starts following up from where the finale and last season ended, where Natalie came out of her pod and realized that this Lois that she's looking at, not her mom.
Ah, see, I missed that part because I came to it late. I watched it live also. So tell me what happened before the camp thing. Talk to me.
Yeah, so she realized that that's not her mom, and her and John leave, and then it goes 3 months later, and Lois is very... 3 months
later! Was it like they had little mice at the bottom that said, 3 months later?
No, it just said 3 months later.
They should have had little mice at the bottom to do it. Anyway, go ahead.
Lois is acting very, like, testy with everyone. And it's clear that Clark has been trying.
To put his testes in her mouth, yeah, definitely.
I'm sure that's not it either. You know, you mean everyone,
to tell me he doesn't want Lois to put his testes in her mouth?
I mean, I'm sure he does, but I feel like Clark would know better about reading in the room.
Oh, he's not pushing for it. Of course, but he's just like, I need this all to get back lined up and back in order so she'll put my testes in her mouth.
I'm dead. Jordan tells him that he has a surprise for Sarah because she's been away at camp, which you come in, Travis, to where she gets off the bus from camp.
Okay. So yeah, she gets off, they're talking, and she just seems kind of off at this time. Like, something's up with Sarah.
I think she met someone.
I thought so too. I'm like, yo, she must have somebody she met at camp. Like, that must be a thing. Like, another counselor.
She smiled to herself. Yeah, like, she smiled to herself when, like, because she got weird when they mentioned Jordan, but then when she was doing something that looked like she was reminiscing about her time at camp, she like smirked like something was up, and I was like, I think she met someone.
Yeah, she must have had a little connection with another counselor at camp. That must be a thing. That must be what it is. That's what I'm thinking.
That's the only thing I could think.
We'll soon find out. Then we got Lois arriving at the paper. They're discussing hiring a new reporter. It's not going. She's just like, yo, we need somebody that's actually going to report shit, not somebody just looking for more followers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, paper lady just like, we need somebody, so we need to get together. And
she's like, you need to ease up just a little bit.
That's the thing. And it's one of those where it's like, Lois isn't wrong, but neither is the newspaper chick. So it's just like,
yeah.
There's a balance to be had there. So just gotta find it. Let's see. Then we got Jordan. He goes to see Sarah. Shit's a bit off. She's still like, my mom's doing this thing with the mayor election and looking to stop the recording here, folks. Just pause it for a moment because she had to step away. I'm not going to cut this out. I'm just going to rant. Hey, you can really rant. Just talk, because I don't know how long she's going to be. It could be, you know, 10 seconds. It could be 10 minutes. I don't know. But I'm just going to say, you know, it's good to be back. I'm happy to be back. CW is cool. CW's for sale also, which is a weird thing. We don't know what's going to happen there. Like, if they sell to CW, like, will all our shows go away?
Who's going to buy it?
Like, it's just a thing. Like, we don't know who's going to buy CW. We just know it's for sale because WB is like, yo, it's not making any money, so we got to sell this shit. So we're going to see what happens.
Damn, what would we do?
Switch over to HBO Max shit and just...
I thought you were gonna say we could just switch over to Marvel and just talk about that stuff afterwards.
No, we're still staying with DC. So we're gonna switch over and just watch HBO Max stuff like Young Justice. We haven't done Young Justice at all, really.
We haven't done animated ever.
We have done animated. We just do it on the Patreon.
Gotcha. No, I know, that's what I meant. Like, we don't have anything regular with animation. Mm-hmm.
So we can switch over to that. We could do an entire rewatch of Batman the Animated Series.
We could.
I would 100% be down for that, because it may or may not be the greatest animated television show of all time. Just saying. Actually, there is no may or may not. It is the greatest television animated show.
That's probably what I'm gonna put on while lay down tonight.
Yeah. It's like second only to Gargoyles, possibly. But like, I'd probably put Batman the Animated Series above Gargoyles also.
What about X-Men?
It was good, but it wasn't Batman. like Almost Got Him was like, I dare anybody to put an animated episode of any television show against Almost Got Him in Batman the Animated Series. It's just like, oh, it doesn't get better than that. But anyway, the whole time, I'm sorry. John's at football practice. He's not getting any real reps. Like, they put him in, but he doesn't get to do any pass plays. He's pissed.
He's frustrated as fuck.
What?
I said he's frustrated as fuck.
Oh, yeah, he is. He really is. He's just like, yo, what the fuck, man? Clark's like, yo, you broke your arm and shit. You know, we got to bring you in slow. He's like, nah, fuck that. I'm healed. Let me throw the damn football. I'm a quarterback, nigga.
Clark said the school does not want to get hit with a child endangerment charge.
You can't endanger the child of Superman with football. Like, I am Superman's son. I am a certified, bona fide, bad motherfucker, all right?
Look at you proving your point why these children can't have superpowers, because that's some shit that he would say. And yes, it'd be like, nigga, what?
100%, but this is one case where it's true. Like, he's healed up. He's fine.
But then Candace comes to the rescue and she uses that calming girlfriend tactic where she's like, why don't you just take a deep breath and why don't you just talk to the coach and just explain how that makes you feel?
Saying the exact same thing that his father did. Yeah. But it's the girlfriend. But
one comes with the pissy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hence why when Clark hears noises of, you know, people in trouble and takes off, she's like, let's go upstairs. And he's like, yeah, let's go upstairs.
Not like that. But he flies off to help this Korean sub in trouble.
Yeah. So he saves the sub.
Returns it back to there. Lets it go back to its respective place.
Yeah. I'll leave you right here. None of you died. Cool. I'm going home.
Bye.
And then we got John Henry Irons, because I'm still going to call him by his full name, with his daughter.
Natalie.
Yeah, she's going to school. she's not happy about it because everything's just weird because like this is not my world. Yet I see people that I know, but they don't know me because it's not the people that I know. They're just like, I can only imagine. Like, say like I had to leave this universe and go to another universe.
Mm-hmm.
And I see people like you or Matt or John, you know, we just stick with creation people, you know, that I know. But none of you know me.
Right?
The fuck do I do with my life? Yeah, like, you know, like just all the friends that I have. I don't have a lot of friends. So it's just one of those things, just like the few that I have, I come over here and they don't know me. They have no idea who the fuck I am.
Let's fast forward on that one just a little bit, just so we don't have to wait so long for it to approach. But like, you know, he drops off at school and he says, I'll meet you back out here afterwards. And later on, we find that John was just, you know, he was outside and he waited 3 hours after school let out.
Well, I mean, what else was he going to do? It was his daughter. That's where he's supposed to meet her. So
he don't have like you like after 3 hours.
What do you want him to do? What should he have done?
I want him drive around, look for her, go walk. Like I would be peeking into the building, trying to figure out anything, not just sitting. I don't know. That's just me, though.
That's the thing. Drive where?
I don't know.
Especially since she said she took off an hour into the like an hour into school. He would not have found.
Well, no. I'm saying. I mean, at that point, he didn't know that. I'm saying, like, I didn't know how long it had been, but obviously, it's been some time because it's dark. Mm-hmm. But he had said. At school had ended 3 hours ago, but what I'm saying was 3 hours went by and you still just sat there. That's all I'm saying, because he wouldn't have known she left until she had said it. I'm just saying.
You, but what would you expect him to really do?
I would have him looking all over the place, even though they're not from this dimension, from this universe. You can still look for her.
Yeah, you can look, but how do you really look? Like, you're supposed to still be keeping a low profile because this is not you. You're supposed to be dead in this universe. So you can't go file a police report or anything like that because the person who you are in this world is dead.
So question, this is the same school she went to on their in their universe, right?
I don't know. I guess. I don't know.
It has to be, because how would her friends be at that high school by chance? Like, how would all of her friends just happen to be at that one school? Okay. Which means they're in the same area that they lived in, like, or they had to have lived in or something. So it means she's fairly familiar with that area. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different place. Just know your kid or try and guess where your kid would go. All I'm saying is, like, to be sitting sedentary for 3 hours, like I would have been freaking out after 30 minutes. That's all I'm saying. There you go.
Distinct difference between a father's approach and a mother's approach. Because I would have waited.
And if she never came back, what would you have done? Just kept waiting?
I don't know what never means. What does never mean?
So how long would you have waited until you would have moved?
I don't know. Until it felt like she wasn't coming back. I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know how long is. I don't know because I haven't been in that position yet. So I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just saying, just like 3 hours is a long time to not react. And I don't think that's a mother versus father thing. I think that's just a parent versus different parent thing. I just think 3 hours is a long time, especially when you don't know anyone here, because he did a very good job of expressing you don't know anyone else here but me. So I'm just saying, just like 3 hours in a complete strange universe, that for me is an exceedingly long time before doing any actions.
Is exceedingly long time.
He also has all this crazy AI. He could have gone up, done some kind of surveillance, low profile or not. I just feel like that's a long time to not know where your child is, especially when they don't know anyone else here. Because she ain't super. Niggas still take people.
But guess what? He waited and she came back.
Luckily.
Turns out he was right to wait.
Might have been. He might have found her sooner if he had just moved.
Might.
And she might have not come back.
Might. But she did.
Okay, but that's still lucky. That's still lucky by any
Finding
chance.
Her no would have been what. Lucky too. So
all I'm saying is that like there would have been a better chance of finding her if you were already on the move.
You don't know that, you're guessing that. Because you don't
you're
know
also
where she
guessing
went.
That she, I don't, but what they didn't reveal any of that. But I'm saying is like 3 hours is no matter what, in my opinion, is a long fucking time to react and you don't know where your child is.
Yeah, your opinion. That's my point.
Yes, but you're saying like that's a distinct difference between mothers and fathers. It's not. That's a parental opinion.
If you say so.
I don't think that's a fact between differences between mothers and fathers. I feel like if my father was out or like dropped me off somewhere and expected to find me somewhere at a particular time, even at almost 30, and he does not find me within that time, within a reasonable amount of time, my father would still be panicked. And would still make actions. Like,
I mean,
I feel like 3 hours.
During all those 3 hours, he may have looked. You don't know.
Well, that's all I was saying. Like, if because he made it seem like 3 hours of go to school, and he just seemed like he was just sitting there. That's he was possible. In the same spot that he left her at.
Well, he's there now, yeah. But he may or may not have looked. We don't know.
I don't know. He just seemed like, school happened 3 hours ago. Where the fuck did you go? And then that was it. And it's just like, nigga, what? My kid disappeared for 3 hours in a place they don't know absolutely anyone in this universe. I would grab Luna so fast. I also just questioned the judgment of why send her to the same fucking school. y'all don't know anyone there. You could start over anywhere. Why start over where you know all these faces, but you know you can't love them the same way?
It's a matter of, okay, where send her somewhere she's like not familiar at all versus somewhere she's kind of familiar, you know?
I don't know. It just feels like she wouldn't be familiar anyway, because that's why she said, she's like, I walked in there and my friends looked right through me. And but I was at
it's probably the same high school she went to. So she's kind of familiar with the school itself. So it's just like,
well, I know it's just because like I feel like there's so many implications with that. Like, how do you prevent like the wrong information from being said? Like, what if she says something weird and then they're just like, wait, what? Because she said like they're the same people, they just don't know her. And I was just like, what if she says something presumptive and they're just like, they're gonna pull a Naomi and be like, how do you know that?
Well, at the same time, it's just like, okay.
They may not be.
They'll never guess the right thing, because who would like randomly guess you're from an alternate universe where you know me? So it's just.
Oh, I don't think that anyone would guess that. I just kind of feel like, I don't know, the implications of like slipping up of like revealing, yeah, I know you from like somewhere else.
Yeah, but like another life. At the same time, it's like, what's the worst that can really happen there? Because there's no way that they would really draw those lines to get to anywhere that like would be the truth anyway. So
you're right. I feel like that it's I don't know. I just wouldn't have sent her to the same school, because I feel like as much as she seemed annoyed going and seeing people that she can't really, I won't say she can't. Because I mean, she could forge friendships with these people still. They just would have a different friendship.
It'd be different friendships, yeah.
But
so you know, there's people that she could like forge friendships with. She has something in common with on their world. So like, there must be some kind of thing that they can connect on. So it's possible that can still
that they could
happen.
Become friends,
right?
Yeah, I just kind of feel it's just, I don't know. I feel like that would be also kind of like, I don't want to say weird, but I also don't want to say traumatic. It's just like, she seemed very, well, I mean, she would be, she's a teenage girl, very hurt by like, these are her friends and she's not really with them. I'd be like, let's really start somewhere fresh where you don't have to be reminded of those friendships.
It's just a matter of different approaches. It's your way makes sense. I think John's way made sense too, because like she's somewhat familiar with this, so feel more comfortable with somewhere she's a bit more familiar with versus somewhere like completely foreign, you know?
Because at first I thought they were saying, I thought she was at Smallville, but then I was like, did they live in Smallville before? But no, they were in Metropolis. Yeah. And then I remembered, I was like, why is she going back there?
So yeah, then Lois comes home and she catches John Boy in bed.
Being a teenager.
Being a teenager with his shirt off with old girl. Because he was just like, take my shirt off so you can see my abs.
Candace was like, I'm so sorry, Mrs. Kent. I'm so sorry. She's like, please leave.
Just leave. Just leave. There's no apologizing that can work, you know, in your favor in this particular situation.
I'd probably be the same way, but I mean, Lois was bugging.
Trust me, I know. I've been caught like that before. He's just like, just go. Oh, no. Like, oh wait, she's here because I drove her here. I gotta take her home. So
stop.
Like, I mean, I have to. How else is she gonna get home?
You're right. Because up here, I'd be like, I mean, the train, nigga. But then I realized,
yeah, this is a
not the same
situation. Yeah, yeah, this was not in New York.
Like, everyone's close. Well, not everyone. I was like, somehow you can get from a bus to a train.
But
then she calls Clark back from a meeting while he's talking to Colonel Anderson about the right, who he told Clark Superman that he rescued a North Korean nuclear sub and returned it back to them. And then he's like demanding that Superman, you know, tell him that. Have Superman say that America takes precedence, and I'm just like, oh,
and that's exactly. And Superman's like, no, I already dedicated right. myself to the entire world, not the U.S. government. So fuck you and four motherfuckers that look like you. He didn't say that out loud, but I know he was thinking.
He was like, I'm just saving lives, and he's like, we need that kind of like assurance. And it's just like, I mean, let the world blow up.
There are so many times, like even like we've talked about this before on this show, even on Supergirl, where I'm just like, does this motherfucker remember who he's talking to? Like, I can end you. I can look you in the eye and melt your brain with my eyes. What makes you think it is okay for you to talk to me like that? Like,
right.
What is wrong with you? And then at the same time, it's just like, this is why I'm not Superman. Because I would like, just...
Imagine Superman was taken over by the symbiote that took over Spider-Man in the third Spider-Man in Sam Raimi's universe.
I don't talk about that. I will say the symbiote that took over Spider-Man and Spider-Man the animated series in the 90s. But anyway, go ahead.
Cool. You know how like, he started trying to act all bolder? Like, I was, because I'm specifying like the way he was in the movie.
Yeah, it happened in the animated series too. It was just better because he wasn't goofy.
Oh, okay.
He was just like more aggressive and more assertive and all that. Yeah.
Cool. But I was like, imagine that happened to Superman. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm still doing what I do. It's just like, I don't give a fuck about nothing else.
yeah, basically. But it's just like so, like this is why I couldn't be Superman, because he talks to me like that, and I'm just gonna melt the toe on his shoe just because fuck you. Like, you don't
be like, you got nine more I can take.
Yeah, like, don't talk to me like that. Do you remember who the fuck I am? Like, everybody in this building can be dead within 10 seconds if I decide so. You know, like,
I want it to be.
Exactly. Like, do you not remember when the Kryptonians came here, like did the little possession thing and almost destroyed everything, but I stopped it?
You see them stands on the side of the street? They got my name on it.
Do you need this to happen again with just me? Because I could take over this whole planet if I wanted to. Like, you can't stop me. Yeah. It frustrates me all the time the way people talk to this man. It's just like... So, yeah, Lois calls him
home. And he just be taking it.
Yeah, he does. He just eats that shit. Supergirl was doing it, too. I'm just like, how are y'all just eating this shit? And then just like, that's why Superman's not black. Anyway.
Especially after Clark talked about, like, you know, last season when he talked about how he had has to hold back so much or hold in so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how he's like scared of how good it feels to let go just a little bit.
I just like, did we watch Apocalypse for Multiverse?
Yes. Because it's spelled like Apocalypse, right?
Yeah, when he fought Darkseid, like right outside of the farm.
I think so.
Yeah, and he's like, I've been holding back all this time, but I can just let loose on you because fuck you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, when he was fighting Darkseid. But anyway, Patreon. Subscribe to the Patreon. Cool shit. Get it early.
Do it.
Yeah, so Lois calls him home with a little Superman calling thingy. I forgot what it was called. But
the ELT.
Yeah. Calls him back to talk about John and the girlfriend thing. And he's just like, you use the emergency thing to call me back to talk about this. Like,
talk about sex.
Like, you could have called me, like, use your phone and just call me. Like, this is all things that, like, this is not an emergency. This is.
She bugging because it's not that deep.
Yeah. Like, this is what I need to talk to my son thing. Okay, cool. But like,
like, this is not like use the emergency thing for me to come home.
That's for like killer alien is about to kill you thing. Like, we used it last season. You know, it's for that kind of shit.
Yeah, like someone's holding you at gunpoint.
Yeah, yeah. But you're right. She's bugging. Like, it's just like, I need you to chill. Then we got Jordan with his surprise for Sarah. She's still being weird when he did the candles thing. He lit the candles with his like little laser vision shit. Cause
he's getting better at it.
Yeah. But she's being weird. She wants to go home. She goes home.
Because the pond, that was also where they got arrested.
That was the excuse she used, but that wasn't it. We all know that wasn't the reason why
she. We all know it's because she met someone at camp.
You were still saying, yeah, she definitely met somebody when she was at camp that she's into now, and she doesn't know how to say it out loud. But she does have that talk with Kyle later on. I don't know when that happens.
Towards the a little bit later.
Yeah, but she has
that after talk Clark with- and Lana talk.
Mm-hmm. But he was just like, "Yo, yeah, it's a lot, right?" She's like, yeah, like, listen, he's insecure, he's gonna be really clingy and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, yeah, he will. It's just, I've again been there. He's like, yeah, when you're batting way above your league, you kind of overdo it sometimes, because it's just like, I gotta do better to make sure she don't go nowhere else, because there's no way somebody this damn fine should be with me. So I gotta overdo it. But then eventually you realize, like, oh, they actually with me because they like me for me. So I just keep being me and it's cool. But you don't realize that at that time. So it's just like, you think like, I'm not good enough. So I gotta do so much more to make sure she thinks I'm good enough. But like, no. Your not good enoughness is what she likes.
Right. It's like these are things that keep her on the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, shut up.
Yeah. Your weirdness and your other shit is what she's into. So keep just being you. Good. But you know. He's 15. He's a teenager and therefore stupid. So, you know, he doesn't know. The mayor thing happening at the Lana and Cal house.
I haven't heard you say it in like a month.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, it's been longer than
it's been longer than a month since I've said his name. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we talked about John Henry and his daughter and all that. We went back and forth on that for quite a while.
Yeah, that's all. I was like, we're past that part now. We're good. That's all. Like, let's wrap that up.
Yeah. Jordan gets home and Lois goes off on him and he's just like,
it's like, I'm just sad, Mom. Like, what the fuck?
Like, why are you going off on me? We went to the pond, we chilled. She wasn't good. She went home. I'm back home. Like,
and Lois was about to freak out about the fact that they went to the pond, and she was like, relax. I already cleared it.
Yeah, like, why are
you? I was trying to do something nice.
I'm not okay right now. You going off on me is not helping.
I be feeling so bad for Jordan sometimes.
Yeah. So then we got Clark and Lana, they're talking. Apparently they're having very similar issues going on with their significant others, just not okay, and they're having trouble communicating.
I was going to say, I see that month that Sarah was away for camp didn't help with, or the last 3 months hasn't really helped with Lana and Kyle.
But then there's an earthquake. Seems to be like, oh, okay, that was weird, but we're all okay. And they just move on.
Yeah, they were just like, oh, damn. I guess that's normal for where they are. Mm-hmm.
Then we got Sarah and Kyle talking. We talked about that when Kyle's just like, yeah, you're basically the alpha here, so you got to set the tone. That's just, it's going to be what it is.
You just have to lead him.
Yeah, yeah, because he's insecure. So, yeah. And she was like, yo, that's weirdly good advice from you. He's like, yeah, sometimes I'm okay. And I'm like, yeah.
I can be a good dad sometimes.
Yeah, broken clocks right twice a day. Then we got Lois. She's freaking out about the whole Natalie thing. That's what's really wrong with her.
Yeah.
And then there's a big old
she earthquake. Because she feels guilty about the fact that she doesn't. I feel like she feels guilty from what she was saying, that she doesn't really have. She didn't really feel for anything for Natalie, and it feel and yeah, she was comparing she don't know that it girl. To like, yeah, she's not her mother either. I think she just feels bad because she remembers how she and her sister felt when their mom left.
Yeah. And as Clark said, very different situation. That's not what's happening.
Right. Here.
But she drew parallels in her own head because people. And yeah.
And then cue big earthquake.
Yeah. Super earthquake. Jigsaw fucked up at the mine. Superman goes to help. Then you look up, there's more superpowered people. They got the S on their chest too. And he's like, yo, what the fuck is this?
Oh, he was tight.
He was not okay with that at all. Because he's just like, yo, they have no right to wear that symbol. Because he's like, oh, that's the most recognizable symbol. I'm like, no, no, no. Because they're like, he had to do that whole Man of Steel. That's not an S. Like, that is like the symbol of my people, my house, my family. Like, they don't get to
wear
the symbol of my family. Like, who the fuck are you?
That's not your crest to be using.
At all.
He's like, I don't care about the super kids. It's the crest where I draw the line.
Like, do what you want. Like, whatever. I'm not beholden to you, so you do what you want with these other people. But you don't get to just put my family symbol on these other randoms that I don't know. He's like, that's the most recognizable symbol in the world. We just do what we want. And I'm just like, that's another moment where I'm just like, you need to remind him that you fucking Superman and grab him by his collar and hold him upside down and just slap him a couple times. Like, who the fuck you think you talking to?
Shaking for his lunch money.
Basically. Literally. Like, just take his wallet out of his pocket and just take shit out of it because he can't do shit about it because you're fucking Superman. Like, it's just like, your ID, I see that. You know what? Now you got to get a new ID because fuck you.
Right. Just chucks it into the atmosphere. So
break it. Break it in front of him and just drop it because he can't use it if it's broken. You got to throw it just with one hand. Take it with one hand. Just. Yeah. Now you got to get a new driver's license. Oh, this is your military? I know this takes a long time to get a new military ID. Get another one.
Like melt it.
Yeah, whatever the fuck I feel like doing because I don't like you. Then we got moment when Lois finally calls. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say Lois calls John and she talks to Natalie.
Calls who?
John Henry Irons.
There we go.
To talk with Natalie. And she tells her that she's not trying to be her mother, but she thinks that they can start over as friends. Mm-hmm. And then so they come, and then so Clark, I started tuning out at this point because I was like, I want the hero shit. I don't need the sex talk with the boys.
yeah, that I skipped past that as well. I just put Clark has the talk with John and Jordan.
I said Clark gives the boys a talk, and then I wrote Natalie and John come to the farm, and Lois tells the fam that they are going to move here and actually start fresh.
Lana and Kyle almost fuck in the kitchen.
Yeah,
that was a thing. And Sarah came out like, you know, you have a bedroom. Like, yeah, they do, but that's far less exciting than them fucking on the kitchen counter.
It's not as spontaneous.
Yeah. You gotta, if you can fuck on the kitchen counter, you should go ahead and fuck on the kitchen counter. And I say that to all of you. Everyone listening and watching right now, if you have the opportunity, fuck on the kitchen counter.
And then turns out someone is actually punching underneath the ground. So I guess we will find out what lies beneath.
Yeah, and I'm watching, I got a glimpse of them, like, are they doing Doomsday already? Like, are we bringing in Doomsday in season 2?
I hope not.
I mean, if you're going to do it, I hope you give it the entire amount of time that it needs, like it did in the comics, like the whole build up to it, where he arrived, small sporadic things that happened where he just, you know, fucked up some shit way across the world somewhere, not really interacting with Superman or anything like that until it finally came to a head and they finally fought. But yeah, if they're doing it, might be. I don't know either. So also Lois comes back to the house and the farm with John Henry Irons and Natalie. Like, yo, they're gonna stay here.
Right here.
She's asked if it's okay, but it's not really her asking. She's just kind of telling them that's what's happening. And they pick up on, like, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Sure, Mom. Here.
Sure. And Clark's like, yeah, sure, it's fine. Because
there's no saying no to this.
Yeah, there's no way I can say no to them now when they're right in front of me like this. You offered them a place to stay. You know, they're like, hey, daughter of person who helped save my life and person who helped save my life, you can't stay here. Like, no. So clearly Clark's like, yeah, okay. But that was Superman and Lois. I'm really curious as to whether or not they're doing Doomsday, though. If they are, if they do it the way they should and take their time with it, I'm with it. I'm down.
But then Superman dies.
Yeah, but he comes back. Like, it's comic books. Nobody stays dead.
Hey, I know.
Except for Oliver. The second time. Because he definitely died once and then came back, but then he died again and stayed dead. So
yeah.
But yeah, that was Superman and Lois. Let's go on. Batwoman's all that's left.
True Destiny is what this one was called.
Okay. So this episode kicks off with a 10 years ago flashback with Renee Montoya and her partner looking for Poison Ivy, Pamela Isley. Her partner gets all the way fucked up because she doesn't take the shot. But as I'm watching this, I'm just like, you're standing there too with your gun. Why didn't you take the shot? Like,
right. Like, why didn't you just shoot her?
Yeah, you could have shot her too. Like, it doesn't have to be all on Montoya. She was wrong. Don't get me wrong. But you could have shot her also. Like, you weren't that far away. Like, you were in shooting distance. You could have shot her yourself also.
He was scared.
Like, take the shot, Montoya. Nigga, you take the shot if you got one. Like, there's nobody in the way and stopping you. Shoot that motherfucker. Like, what are you doing?
You think he was scared he would hit her?
If you're a trained police officer,
Travis,
and one of your main things is aim and shooting practice, like, you're not too concerned about hitting someone who's not in the direct line of sight.
I don't know. They're always scared. They always seem to forget their job when it's an unarmed person.
Yeah. And this is one of those situations he could have just done it. But unfortunately, she's white, so you're right. Never mind. But back to the present day.
Because I can see that quickly being like, I was scared I would hit Montoya since she was technically in between us distance.
Yeah. It was not a direct line between them. If he was off to the side, he is aimed
and then it, and then it will be why she gets in trouble and disgraced, because he ended up with a fucking fucked up liver.
Yeah.
Or whatever organ they messed up.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, we get Alice and Mary, yeah, bonding.
Yeah, Mary is doing Alice's nails. They're in a hotel. Hotel security goes to them and tells them they got to leave because all her cars are declined. They've all been frozen because Ryan's like, nah, fuck that. But then she does some hypnosis stuff, which is strange because she don't even use the pheromones and stuff like Poison Ivy is supposed to. She just eyes do weird stuff and they're hypnotized. I'm like, yo, that's not what happens. She blows the dust in the face and it makes them go, I am now in love with you and I'll do whatever you say. But she just does a hypnosis thing. I'm like, I guess I'll take
this. They've evolutioned her.
Yeah. Yeah. She leveled up.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised they were just going to let her just go after an $8,000 tab she ran up.
Yeah, she hypnotized him, though. Like I said, if she had done the whole.
No, before they did that, they were just telling her to pack her shit up and go.
Oh, yeah.
With all her cards.
Well, that's what they're going to do. They're going to bill her, of course.
No, so. Well, oh, okay. Because I was gonna say they were like either that or we could have the authorities, and that's when she started doing the.
Oh well, yeah, yeah. As someone who's worked in a hotel before, when they kick somebody out, then they also bill you and like, yo, you owe us this. Get out.
Oh, okay. I was just like, yo, Mary, just go. They letting you leave? Just take your shit and go.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen that happen multiple times when somebody's card is just not working anymore, and like, you've been here and we're not able to charge your card. You need to get out. Like, you owe us, get out. We'll bill you. Because they got to get them out of the room so they can rent the room out. So yeah, it's just, you know, it's easier to do that than to just, you know, argue with them and let them stay there. Just kick them out so you can rent the room again. Especially if it's one of the suites where you can charge like a lot more for, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mary was genuinely surprised that they cut her off. I didn't realize also that the Bat Team was financing her and not vice versa.
I don't think it's necessarily they were financing her, but they're, you know, one of the people on the team is fucking Luke Fox, and he can, you know, when it comes to that shit, he can cut the shit off. I think it's
you're right.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessarily.
Well, not thinking her funding them. She was funding her clinic, I think, at first.
Yeah. But they can cut that shit off if Luke Fox was, you know, so inclined to do. He can stop that shit.
Touche.
So then we got Montoya.
More Renee flashbacks.
Yeah, flashback, and she's. We got.
You know, I won't lie. Until the end.
Go ahead.
Until the end, I kept wondering. I was like, "What's with all these flashbacks?" Like, I don't care now how we got to where we were. Like, I was like, I don't give a fuck about their love life now.
Yeah, they were a thing long before. Who cares? We know that already.
Yeah, but like, yeah, you guys have gone over this for 7 episodes already.
So they went back and forth. There's a whole thing about the white lily and the apology and all that kind of stuff. We get back to present day. Montoya is being shitty towards Ryan and is just like, oh, I don't like you at all.
Yeah, like she get mad at Ryan for things that were like really out of her control.
So now there's some kind of serum that's in Pamela Isley. They need to get it out of her and put it into Mary so they can like stop her and shit. Not, you know, we didn't know at the time because she was just like, yeah, it's, you know, it has the effect on her. So as long as we keep the moisture and sunlight away from her, she'll be fine. But it sounds like Montoya the whole time was just like, I know if we get the serum out of her, she'll wake up again and she'll be fine and she'll be back to herself. Love again, you know, we just didn't realize it at the time, but
yeah,
apparently they need Bruce Wayne's journal from the Batcave to figure out where she is.
They have to also have to get into the Batcave.
Yeah, so
which cues Marcus calling her.
He calls her just to talk shit. Like, it's literally just to talk shit.
Yo, that was crazy. He called her to be like, look, I dyed my hair a little bit and fuck you, I got your company. Yeah. Take this finger, shove it up your ass. It's pretty much what he said
all the way up there. Like, that's all he called for. Like, nothing of substance. And it's just like, part of me is like, that's fucked up. The other part of me is like, I respect the level of petty. Like, it's just, she tried to get you and you got her back. You need some help. Like, something needs to be done about you. But that's funny, and I get it.
Ryan overhears that Marcus is having a party.
A masquerade. And they're gonna
crash it. Yeah.
Have I talked to you about XME before? Mm-mm. Exquisite Masquerade Entertainment.
Mm-mm.
We'll talk. But anyway, but yeah, perfect cover. So now they're like, yo, we can sneak up into this bitch and have masks on. They won't know it's us. Even though like 3 black people slipping into this party where there's like almost all white people. So if there's black people,
right,
they know this is not normal. What? At all. Especially Marcus. Like, if he invited people who were also black, listen, black people, you know.
They would notice.
Especially if you're throwing the party, you know who the other black people are if you're throwing a party with mostly white people.
At your party.
Yeah. So when he saw Ryan walk up to the little thing, there's no way he doesn't know that's her.
Yo, I was like, I know you have a troubled mind, young Marcus. I know you're not this dumb. I know you're not falling for that. In fact, no, she's only saying like, oui, c'est moi.
Yeah, exactly. Like
she's saying
her
like
French is not even good. Like, it's just, it's like the French you learn from the little book before you go to Paris for your trip. You're like, I got to know how to say like 4 phrases.
Yeah. Like, I was like, Ryan, you ain't fooling nobody. I was like, what if someone tries to talk to you, like engage you in a conversation?
Yeah. So Turns out it's really just a weird interview process that he's doing, and he like shocks people and all that kind of shit, whatever. But they're able to get into the Batcave because they get fingerprints off of one thing. Ryan gets the retinal scan off of him, whatever. They get down to the Batcave. But while they do that, Mary shows up at the party.
Of course she does.
And they realize at the time that Pamela Isley is being kept somewhere underneath the Batcave in the tunnels and shit. Mary is dancing with Marcus. She tells him something. He's just like, oh, shit.
Because she wants to get revenge on Brian.
Yeah.
Through him.
Yeah. So they find Pamela Isley in the tunnels. Meanwhile, Alice tells Sophie where to find something about Renee Montoya. She doesn't tell her what it is. But like, yo, you go
Alice
tells
her.
Alice, what did I say?
Ryan.
Her, yeah.
You did that earlier, and I was just like, when did you say Ryan tells me?
Whatever. It's the wine. Alice.
She lures Sophie away, and she tells her that Renee is, like, fucking playing all of them. And that the, like, you know, she was never going to let Alice go because she had the toy buzzer all that time.
Yeah.
She just wanted to get back Pam.
Mm-hmm. There's also a rooftop confrontation that happens.
Between Batwoman and Mary, Marcus and Luke.
And Ryan does the loses the sort of little serum thingy.
She desiccates Marcus instead.
Instead of Mary, because fuck Marcus.
And she was, and see, I understood. I saw what there was going on. I saw when she said, this was my plan that I told Marcus. I was just like, Mary, you trying to get them to choose you. And to be honest, you know that in this one moment, it's not about you. It's not going to be about you. Because she was so hurt. Because she was just like, I wasn't like her bigger problem. It's like, no, you weren't.
No, because the one, because Marcus was about to kill Luke.
Like, right. You are a menace. He is going to unalive Luke.
Yeah. We both love Luke. He's going to die. It's either let you go and stop him from killing Luke or stop you from doing whatever you may or may not do.
Right.
Devil I know. Versus devil I don't know, I'm going to stop this motherfucker here.
Right, because I was like, maybe the joke here, maybe the twist will be that the gun is fake and it will just say surprise or bang. And then I was like,
yeah.
And then I was like, no.
No, no.
Not Marcus.
Marcus is not the Joker. He's just been infected with the Joker shit. And yeah.
He'll just shoot him in the face.
Yeah. He'll 100% just kill Luke because he don't care. So
he was like, I was just like, oh man. I was like, but imagine Luke dying would probably wake Mary the fuck up. But then I was like, they wouldn't kill Luke.
No, because they just gave him the Batwing suit. So
that, and it, like I was gonna say, they've already tortured him as a black man enough. Like,
yeah, he got like attacked and shot and shit. Yeah, they've done enough to Luke.
Racially profiled him and all that. Like, I feel like at this point, like he's pretty safe for I was gonna say the rest of the series. Because I'm the safe. Yeah, because I was about to say he should be safe for at least the next 2 to 3 seasons. And I was like, oh, I mean, 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah. They got this season and that's the end. Like,
damn. I hope they do the finale better than they did for Black Lightning.
We'll see. Well, thing with Black Lightning, they didn't like with Black Lightning. The whole thing with China leaving the show earlier in the season and having to bring her back at the end felt kind of finagled, kind of. It's like,
it wasn't even that. It was just the wrapping up of the stories just felt so rushed. Because, like, I mean, remember, like, how Lala and Tobias and all those stories closed up or kind of left
the fact that,
possibilities.
Like, yeah, and the fact that Black Lightning's powers weren't working on Tobias and all of a sudden they did at the end. And it was,
Yeah, like it was just, it felt very rushed and thrown together, where it was just like at that point, the whole thing with China McClain leaving and coming back, I was like, this is just nuance. This is just a nuisance. But that's all I mean. Like, I don't really know what I want to see or what I expect to see. I just kind of want to see, I guess, the stories close up better, or at least
Well, the thing about
stop
this,
somewhere that they can either seem completed of a chapter or just be closed.
well, the thing about these shows, the good thing is about the Arrowverse is like characters can be gone without being gone. So it's just like we can end the series without the character being gone. So,
Right, because
like,
David Ramsey.
exactly. Like, Arrow lives on through David Ramsey. Like, John Diggle is the reason why the Arrowverse is still held together because he seems to be the only thread that's keeping them all together. I'll take it. Hey, if taking it ends or somehow cumulates, what's the word?
Accumulates.
Cumulates. I'm sorry, the wine.
It's okay.
Cumulates with John
Not the
Diggle
word Nazi.
having that fucking ring, that fucking Green Lantern ring.
Imagine that's how the whole universe ends. Just, it's like John finally gets the ring, and it's when all of the shows wrap up all
I need
together.
to see John Diggle in that fucking Green Lantern suit. Like, it is bothering me so much that I have not
So,
seen that.
of the lineups, so all we have left really is Superman and Lois, Legends, and The Flash. As of right now, those who have
Stargirl.
appeared, well, I mean, that's, I'm saying of those who have appeared together, because they still haven't given us any kind of indication how that will tie in together.
Well, Jay Garrick did show up on Stargirl.
This is true, he did.
So there is a connection there. So they're all
Okay.
connected.
So we'll put Stargirl there. And I need Naomi a little bit more time to develop for us to start
Yeah.
putting some things together. Cause I'm gonna be like, Clark, is that you going over there? Can you
I think they've said that somebody else is going to be playing Superman on Naomi. I'm not sure about that, but I think that's what they said.
Ava DuVernay was just like, nah, we can't have Tyler Hoechlin to keep it continuous. We just gotta.
Alternate universe.
I know. I like playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, I
But
know.
either way.
Bring him back
So
again.
could you imagine this, like the end, like when they have like their big ultimate crossover for all of them to end? Or whatever's left, then John finally gets the fucking ring from the other Green Lantern's
Whatever
daughter.
happened to that Green Lantern Corps series that was supposed to happen on HBO Max?
I thought that was canceled or
Was
scrapped,
it? Let's see.
or it's either that or it's sitting in development hell or something. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, no, it's still happening.
Okay.
There was an update back in December, I think, or October.
But I see one in December and one in October. Hold on. So, how HBO Max's Green Lantern differs from Zack Snyder's Justice League. So, they're still working on it. It's still happening. They're just taking a sweet ass time because HBO. Like, they're taking a sweet ass time with, House of the Dragon. But anyway, go ahead. Finish what you're saying. What were you saying?
I don't even
Okay, so we'll move on then. So
remember. Mary's
down to
upset because she realized she wasn't the real issue. And I was like, 'cause you're trying too hard to be a villain.
you really are, but I was
You're trying extra hard to be a villain.
so then Pamela Isley, Poison Ivy, makes a little white flower grow because they don't have the, she doesn't have the serum in her anymore. So clearly she's gonna wake up.
And indicating that she can hear Renee apologizing to her.
And all she needed was some moisture, just a little bit.
So of course she kisses her. Yeah, and I kiss her, and I'm
like, no. And then later I'm like, oh, that was on purpose. Okay.
Yeah, because I was just like, bitch, there's still moisture in a kiss.
Yeah.
Even if you got chapped lips.
You got them soft, succulent lips. There's all that moisture up in there. I haven't kissed Renee Montoya, but I assume she got soft, sucking lips.
Why? Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she has
thin,
but soft lips.
I saw her lips, so they're not thin.
I'm just saying, what if they were?
There is no what if. We can literally see her lips. It's a TV show.
But yeah, so Sophie tells Ryan and Luke that this is the plan all along. You were never going to be free until she got Pam.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Yeah, Montoya had the buzzer all along because fucking Montoya. And that was the end of that one. But yeah. Hell of a week back.
Right?
Yeah. But that was this week's episode of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow. Do not forget, you can find us on both Twitter and Instagram at The Creation World. That is at CREATIAWORALD. Yeah, I told you how to spell world that time. It's the only time I'll do it.
Okay, that's what I was trying to say. What the fuck is he spelling? I started hearing letters I had never heard spelt before.
Also on Facebook at facebook.com/creationworld. But also on Facebook, there's a particular Facebook group for this podcast. Mara, what is that Facebook group?
facebook.com/superflashyeraoftomorrow.
/groups/superflashyeraoftomorrow. I'm the one drinking here. I need you to get it together.
I just, look, sometimes this list comes out, sometimes it stays hidden away in the back of my mouth. Like,
but yeah,
we're back.
Also, if you're a wrestling fan, check out the Spankin' and Raw podcast with the Pornhub Poppy himself, Vince Daddy Delgado, and the Warden Matt Ritter. facebook.com/groups/smackingitraw. But yeah, you can follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at Lord_cussalot. It is at LORD_CUSSALOTT. Mara, where can they find you?
My handle is still the same as it was last year, so it's still Mara DeShark, MaraDaShark.
Because Mara is not a lord.
No, I'm a shark.
She is. She's a shark. Not a baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, but she's a shark.
Not shark bait. Hoo-ha.
Yeah, we're going to end this here. We'll catch you all next time. Until then, we out.
Bye.